Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting a long, slow glide down to Pow Hunter Friday, except there's going to be a little bit of a hiccup on that. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. For those of you who are watching the video replay, the lovely Lady Claire is sitting here. And Claire, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And, you know, she's recovering nicely from her little whoopsie. And I understand you wanted to thank everybody for all the support.
Oh, I absolutely do. To all of those who were praying for me, thinking good thoughts, sent notes, sent emails, just bless you, because I want you to understand that I felt those prayers very much. Wound up with a couple of surgeries. One to pin my spine back together on the right-hand side. And the second, we found at the hospital with their tests that I had a 99% occluded carotid artery, which had to be surgically intervened with. But I am home. I am fine. I'm very delighted to be home and to be back.
I'm delighted to have you here as well. Mm-hmm. And Claire is going to spend a little time with us today until she gets tired, at which point we'll unplug her microphone and let her go do what she's going to do. The other piece of news here, for those of you who tried to go to the What Really Happened website, you're seeing a placeholder page there, because as of today, my hosting provider forced a new version of PHP on us that broke the site. And I hired a freelance developer who's looking at updating the website to work with the newer PHP. We have a plan B that we just put together before airtime. We found a hosting provider that will let me have a dedicated server on which we can run the older PHP. And so we're probably going to be looking at just migrating the site over to the new hosting provider. And I like having a dedicated server because I get root access, I get a C compiler, all the stuff I used to have with my current provider. And bit by bit, they took it away for some kind of corporate reason. And the good news is the new hosting provider is going to be a little bit less expensive to run on a monthly basis here. Now, the bad news is today is going to be the last show for this week, because starting tomorrow, we've got to work on software issues and migration. And it's probably going to take about 2 weeks to get this all properly set up. So I'm taking a little bit of a sabbatical away from RBN. There's going to be guest hosts and replays in this time zone, time slot rather, moving forward. And I will be announcing the return of the website and the radio show at the Republic Broadcasting website, and also on social media. I've got Twitter and Getter and Parler and VK and, you know, all the rest of, and TLB Talk, of course, as well. So that's kind of where we are. And we got a little bit of news here to get through today. Then we're going to open up the phone lines. And I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now in case anybody wants to talk to Claire, you know, and say anything. So let me just send a quick little message here, okay, to our control room. And once again, the number is 512-248-8252. So let's get into some news here. Right now, we are seeing the situation in Ukraine is kind of dynamic, and we're starting to see maybe Russia and Ukraine start to make moves towards really bringing this to a conclusion before it gets out of control. But we do need to remember that all of this goes back to the 2014 U.S.-backed coup d'etat that drove the democratically elected President Yanukovych from power. And we had expert after expert after expert saying this was going to lead to a confrontation with Russia. And sure enough, it did. The corporate media was saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, it's never going to happen. And here it happened. And already we have a caller on the line, James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good afternoon. And I want to say hi and congratulations to Miss Claire. Hope you're feeling good. And
it's a process, James. It's not something that happens immediately. But I'm headed for physical therapy next Monday. this is a firm that I know, and there is a particular therapist who I've requested. I think my recovery is going to be good, but thank you so much.
All right. Well, all right. All the best to you two guys, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, you got it. And, you know, it's going to be the middle of summer before Claire is able to be out of the neck brace, and then she's going to have to do exercises to re-strengthen the neck muscles. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, her head's going to be bopping all over and, you know, look like a Muppet here. Anyway, getting on back to the news here, the Kremlin is out there commenting on some of Joe Biden's recent comments and reckless statements, saying that it could lead to something irreparable and dangerous for the whole world. And a lot of people were pointing out about how Joe Biden's comments, apparently off the cuff, about, you know, a regime change in Russia could have provoked an outright war here. Okay, we have another caller on the line, Chris in California. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike and Claire. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine.
Well.
Good. Claire, I'm so glad you're back. I've got a question for you. I don't mean any disrespect or to be prying or anything, but from what I understand from Michael's explanation was that you were sitting in a chair and then you fell out of the chair, and that is what caused the neck injury?
I fell asleep.
Is that correct?
And gravity
yep.
got me.
Yep.
That was what happened.
Gravity sucks.
Now, did you feel lightheaded? What I'm getting at is that we all know that these shots can cause blockages and so on. You're now the fifth person that I know that has fallen down and had accidents, broken bones. All of them jabbed. Yours is the most severe case. And, of course, we've all seen people on TV and on YouTube and so on falling down. You know, politicians, newscasters,
yeah.
comedians, etc. Now, you're saying that as they're doing the surgery with some kind of testing, they found out the blockage in your carotid artery. Mm-hmm. I'm suggesting, and nobody will ever know, and it doesn't make any difference one way or the other, and a doctor mm-hmm. probably will not tell you, but I'm believing that I think you had the blockage, and perhaps you kind of passed out or something, or lost your balance, and that's what caused the fall.
I'd like to clarify that a little bit. I literally fell asleep and lost my balance. I did not lose consciousness.
And,
I was not dizzy.
Now, that being said, mm-hmm. you know, we are dealing with the fact that not too long ago, Claire did have a full vascular workup. That at that point, they said the carotid artery was completely open.
Yeah.
And since then, Claire got the Johnson & Johnson shot. Is there a link between the sudden blockage of the carotid and the Johnson & Johnson shot? We don't know, but we cannot rule that out.
Okay, I'm just glad that you're considering that. Not that it makes any difference, but we all know that that happens. They're called clot shots.
Yes.
You know, John Moore on RBN every morning calls them clot shots every morning. And mm-hmm. we do know that they do cause, you know, the blockages and so on. And they can break loose and move to any place in the body. You know,
yes.
and all of the accidents and et cetera. So anyway, I'm glad you're feeling better. And I just wanted to, I'm glad that you're at least considering that possibility. Not that it really makes any difference. I'm just glad you're better.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That does mean a lot.
Okay, you guys have a great day. I enjoy the show. I'll continue listening here for the rest of the program.
All right, thank you very much.
Mike, enjoy your time off, too.
Well, I'm going to be working during the time off. I'm going to be back in, you know, code development heck and so forth and so on. And we are going to enjoy the rest of the day, although at the moment we are under a tornado watch here in southwestern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of this weird irony. If Claire had not had the accident required the scans and surgery on her neck, we wouldn't have known how dangerously close to a stroke she was with the blockage in the carotid artery. So it's, you know, it's kind of like we don't like the fact that it happened, but if it hadn't happened, something worse could have possibly happened as well.
I feel that I've had an entirely new lease on life with a great vascular surgeon who did a stent for me, And I've got music to write. So
yes.
It's all,
that's good.
It's all good.
I agree with all of that.
Keep them barefoot and musical. That's my motto. Yeah. Okay.
It could be a blessing in disguise, you know. Carotid, the blockage like that goes into the brain, it's pretty much.
It was. It really was, because she could have had a stroke with virtually no warning whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. And getting on back to the news, again, the Kremlin is expressing concern that Joe Biden's off-the-cuff comments could trigger a very bad situation, even if that's not the actual intent of the U.S. government. And, of course, you know, Biden is back to using his little cue cards and, you know, his little notes, and they're telling him, don't think, just read the cards here. Meanwhile, the top U.S. commander in Europe is having to also backpedal about Biden's remarks here. This is the commander, General Todd Walters, who's also part of NATO. And, they're having to back off and say, no, we're not talking about regime change and so forth and so on here. Now, as I said before, Russia and Ukraine seem to be making noises about compromise. Yesterday, we reported on the fact that Russia is saying they would have no problem with Ukraine joining the European Union as long as they do not join NATO. Meanwhile, Antony Blinken is out there saying, well, it may look like there's progress, but there's no sign that Russia is serious about the talks with Ukraine. So they're keeping up the propaganda, you know, Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad here. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says the United States is liaising with Ukrainian forces in Poland and handing them weapons. And this is a confirmation of something that Biden actually did say over the weekend about having, you know, the U.S. trained Ukrainian forces up in Poland. So, yes, it's really actually happening. And that's a very, very dangerous escalation here. The U.S. is clearly not taking a position of neutrality in this situation. Meanwhile, Russia's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, is out there saying that the European Union is basically unable to serve as a guarantor of the conflict settlement. In other words, any agreement made between Russia and Ukraine, the EU cannot be counted on to support it and reinforce it and, you know, make sure that it's actually going to happen. And Lavrov mentioned the situation in Kosovo as an example of how the EU or Europe can be rather duplicitous on this situation. Meanwhile, the West's unilateral anti-Russian sanctions are leading to a crisis of historic scale. And I saw this really cool cartoon. It was of the planet Earth, and there was somebody there with a cannon shooting a shell, and the cannon was labeled U.S. sanctions against Russia, and it showed the shell going completely around the Earth in an orbit and coming back to hit the United States. And it does seem like that's a big part of what we're dealing with right now here in the U.S. with the economy. Now, getting on back to those biological weapons laboratories there, remember, it's now come on out that Hunter Biden invested in some of these Ukrainian biological weapons laboratory, and apparently one of these laboratories was, in fact, working together with the Wuhan laboratory developing, weaponizing bat coronaviruses. And so it does look like the intention here is that World War III will be fought with biological weapons. And all of this scare with COVID and everything was to try and immunize the American people, not against COVID, but against whatever it is they're cooking up in their laboratory over there. Now, let's see. Here we have an article, the media is the number one cause of war since 1898, and that certainly is true. We have seen the media push for war. There was William Randolph Hearst's famous comment, you know, you provide the pictures and I'll provide the war, relative to the Spanish-American War. And, yeah, the media is out there selling that war. They're not going to go fight in it. That's your job. But, yeah, the media is their media exists to sell you things, a new policy, a new tax, a new war, a new candidate, and so forth and so on. Now, meanwhile, Rand Paul is out there saying that Biden is actually a national security risk because of the cognitive decline that he's dealing with, and that we need to really be very, very careful about that. And, yeah, Rand Paul warns Biden is a national security risk because he's in cognitive decline. And, you know, he's just saying things off the top of his head, some of which may have actually been classified information. And ever since his little gaffe fest over the last weekend, we're actually hearing people start to seriously talk about the 25th Amendment. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, he's definitely, you know, he's a few French fries short of a happy meal here.
And Mike, I'd like to offer something about Dr. Jill Biden.
Okay.
I know she's a very bright woman.
Okay.
Who very much, I believe, at the start of this campaign was told, we'll just take care of things around your husband. Don't worry. He
yes.
won't get exposed. And yet she is seeing him. And this has got to be horribly frustrating for any woman who loves her husband in politics, okay?
Yes.
Watching the decline and the decline and the decline, and I would be willing to bet you, Mike, she's never going to let a cognitive capability test be done on President Biden.
Oh, no, there's no. She is going to block it. The Democrats are going to block it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, you know, Nancy Reagan had to watch Ronald Reagan go into his mental decline in his second term.
Yeah.
But at least when Reagan won his first term in the White House, mm-hmm. you know, he was together.
Yeah.
In this case, Joe Biden was already suffering cognitive decline when he took office. And that, you know, definitely, you know, there should be cognitive testing on any candidate running for that kind of a high office.
Agreed.
Okay, now a little bit of breaking news. This hit just before we went to the airtime. The Federal Election Commission has now fined Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee for lying about funding a discredited dossier, the Christopher Steele dossier, the one that attempted to smear then-candidate Donald Trump by claiming he was tied in with the Russians. That was that Trump-Russia collusion hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And the Federal Election Commission is now saying, okay, you owe us money for that. Not a huge amount of money, but still they're making the point that this is, in fact, all starting to unravel.
Yeah, even if it's symbolic,
yeah.
it's good, Michael.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And absolutely, absolutely. Okay, getting on over to Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot has drawn a tremendous amount of criticism over the defund the police, and you know, we don't need to be protecting the people from criminals and everything, and yet Mayor Lightfoot has a security detail to which 70 Chicago police have been assigned. Okay? I mean, so she's got all the security she needs, but for the rest of everybody else, well, you're kind of on your own there. So, anyway. Now, let's see. The former head of the U.S. intelligence blasted one of the officials who signed the letter saying that the story of Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, describing this intelligence, this official as a lying phony. And this set off a Twitter war over the weekend where you've got all the government plants on Twitter saying, yes, the laptop was Russian hoax and disinformation. And it all began Saturday when Richard Grenell, the Trump-appointed acting director of national intelligence, replied to a post from John Cipher, who retired from the CIA in 2014, regarding ethical behavior among public servants. Now, we're talking about the CIA, which doesn't really have a reputation for ethical behavior. Now, if you're like me, you're a big fan of the Tom Clancy books, and you know, the CIA that's depicted in those books, is they're really great guys. but it's a fiction. Anyway, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about this situation in which there is this former CIA officer, John Cipher, S-I-P-H-E-R. He served as the senior operations officer at the Central Intelligence Agency, and he was one of the intelligence officials who signed that letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story is Russian disinformation. There's nothing true. And, of course, now we know that it's all very real here. And he's actually proud of what he did. And he came on out saying, I take special pride in personally swinging the election away from Trump. And first of all, I don't know about the wisdom of bragging about that, because that's election interference, and mm-hmm. that is illegal. But John also had a lot of help with the massive election fraud that we know took place back there in 2020. Okay, a little story has come on out here. Biden's Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, has ties to George Soros through his parents. And now Blinken is being brought before an international court regarding his actions in Albania. Now, Blinken has been pretty much a disaster. His actions in Afghanistan to turn over the protection of the U.S. troops to the country, in the country to the Taliban, as well as handing over $84 billion in weapons, is the worst surrender in U.S. history. And it's the worst because it really wasn't necessary. It was a total disaster. And now we're looking at the revival of the new Iran nuclear deal being worked out by Biden. And they're saying that it's probably going to be a lot worse than what they originally had here. So we've got this mess here, and they're trying to figure out what is going on here. And it turns out that Blinken has ties to George Soros, and so maybe he is doing all of this deliberately to damage the U.S., leading to the establishment of the New World Order. Because in order to get to the New World Order, one world government, the U.S., along with Russia and China, have to be brought down. And boy, they're certainly doing a good job of that here in the United States here.
Amen.
Okay. Now, there is this major Democratic donor, Elliot Cutler. He's 75 years old, and apparently he just got arrested in Brooklyn on child pornography charges. And, you know, really, I mean, you know, 75? Are you kidding me? And, you know, there seems to almost be this constant thread of child pornography and exploitation running through our political class. I'm not going to say it's just the Democrats or it's just Republicans. It just seems to be an aspect of, you know, when you get to that level in the political circus, as it were, it's just sort of a given. Yeah, we're going to go abuse some children there. It'll be fun. So anyway, Matt Taibbi over at TK News is out there talking about the corporate online censorship, and he's talking specifically about Chris Hedges, who is a celebrated journalist and an author, and he basically has been doing a show on Russia Today called On Contact, and this past weekend, all 6 years of episodes were erased on YouTube.
Ouch.
Just completely gone, all of that work, and it's a nasty situation. All right, let's talk about COVID. It's still out there. It's still plotting to take over the world here. And more people are starting to pay attention to vaccine-induced acquired immunity deficiency syndrome. And it is a obviously an area of tremendous concern. We have been hearing for months now how people who are getting these mRNA shots are losing their natural immunity. It's just like they got HIV or AIDS, but they're starting to call it VADES because it's vaccine-induced. And was this just a reckless accident by the pharmaceutical companies? Is it a deliberate plan to keep everybody chronically ill in order to make more money? I mean, you know, hardly a new idea in the medical industrial complex here. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, Germany, the health minister, Karl Lauterbach, has expressed concern about a wave of unvaccinated Ukrainian refugees entering Germany. And Lauterbach joined other officials voicing concern over the huge vaccination gaps among the Ukrainians. Only around 35% of the Ukrainians have had a COVID-19 shot, and many were given the Chinese Sinovac version, which is not recognized as effective in Germany. So they're out there screaming this could be a major, major problem. All right, we're coming up here on another break for commercials, and we do have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We will be right back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID, and there was an article over at the Looking Glass Substack basically talking about the Canadian truckers, describing it as profiles in courage. Those Canadian truckers and also the ones here in the United States of America did show a tremendous amount of courage in the face of a government that violated its own rules to try and push a particular agenda, which is mandatory jabs for everybody, and caused a lot of economic damage, a lot of medical damage. And, it was great that they stood up there and did, in fact, take a stand for freedom there. Okay, let's see what we have here. Getting to the international news here, NATO has conducted an AWACS exercise over the Netherlands, and Allied Air Forces have come together in Leeuwarden Air Base, Netherlands, to take part in the Royal Netherlands Air Force-led exercise Frisian Flag between March 28th and April 8th, which means it's ongoing right now at this moment. Now, this is a two-week-long exercise, and Let's see, the participants from France, Canada, Italy, Germany, the United Kingdom, and the United States, alongside the NATO airborne warning and control system aircraft. You remember the AWACS?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we have a funny memory about the AWACS. I'll tell you some other time here. Anyway, so they're out there training and exercising, and everybody's doing a dress rehearsal for World War III. Meanwhile, over in Yemen, the Houthis have rejected the Saudi offer of a ceasefire. Now, Saudi Arabia is clearly showing signs of getting tired of this war. It's been going on for years now, certainly a lot longer than they expected it to. One of the major Saudi refineries came under missile attack, which is going to shove oil prices up even higher than they are. And so Saudi Arabia said, let's have a ceasefire. And Houthi official Mohammed al-Bakati basically shot a hole in the plan, saying the Saudi proposal intended to keep the naval blockade in place and to keep the Sana'a airport closed down. And that is not acceptable. Down in Israel, Israeli forces have attacked Palestinians just for trying to reach their farmlands. And this was in the village of Kusra near the occupied West Bank city of Nablus. And what Israel tends to do is they'll create these security buffers. And you're not allowed to go in security buffers. And very often these buffers separate Palestinians from their farmlands, farmlands that they own, that their families have owned for generations. And then Israeli forces will open fire on Palestinians just for trying to reach their farmlands here. Now, this is kind of a little weird. This is coming out of the Express in Great Britain. Israel has been urged to join NATO after two diplomatic experts said it is time to start building towards full membership of the Intergovernmental Military Alliance. Now, remember, NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And it's becoming very obvious that many of the member nations of NATO do not border the North Atlantic. NATO was originally about, controlling the North Atlantic sea lanes of communication in advance of a potential new world war. But NATO has been, you'll pardon the expression, gobbling up nations, moving closer and closer to Russia, which has precipitated the current crisis in Ukraine. And now they're out there saying that Israel, which also does not border the North Atlantic, become a member of NATO as well. Meanwhile, 68 senators here in the United States of America have signed a letter sent to the Biden administration demanding the United Nations halt their probe into alleged war crimes during the bombing of Gaza. So once again, you get an illustration of just who's really in control of our political system in this country. And it's not the voters, unfortunately. It really isn't. So this bipartisan group of 68 U.S. senators sent a letter to Secretary of State Blinken calling on the Biden administration to lead an effort to end the United Nations commission that is probing alleged Israeli war crimes against Palestinians. And this was led by Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, Republican Rob Portman, and basically said the investigation is part of a continuing bias against Israel. And no, it isn't. It's an investigation into Israel's actions. And after a while, you get really sick and tired of this idea that questioning Israel's actions somehow represents racism or anti-Jewish bigotry or anti-Semitism or Jew hate. We're not talking about somebody's religion or ethnicity. We're talking about behavior. Okay, you fly over somebody else's home, you drop a bomb. That is a bad behavior. And it is right that people criticize it and say, don't do that. Okay. All righty. Over in the Western Pacific, the Pentagon's new national defense strategy has now identified China as the top threat to the United States' interests in that part of the world. So we're making enemies faster than we could possibly kill them here. Anyway, the fact sheet outlines four priorities for the Pentagon. Defending the homeland, that's a good one, we can agree with that. Pace to the growing multi-domain threat posed by the People's Republic of China. Deterring strategic attacks against the United States. Deterring aggression, which kind of sounds like the same thing here. And most importantly, and with the highest price tag on it, building a resilient joint force and defense ecosystem. I have a real problem with the word ecosystem related to anything doing with war, because war just is bad for the environment.
Yep.
Okay? Blows very large holes in things, sets them on fire, stuff like that. Okay. Now, last week, there was this announcement by North Korea that they launched a new ICBM. And people became rather suspicious almost immediately because some of the video clips were identified as coming from older video. So it was edited together with bits and dabs. And now South Koreans are saying that in point of fact, the missile that was launched is simply a modified version of one they tested back in 2017, not a newly developed type of ICBM that Pyongyang claims to have developed. So a little bit of a deception there. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here. The White House's chief economist told reporters at a daily press briefing on Monday, American farmers will respond to price signals to increase crop production to mitigate food shortages worldwide following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Again, this is all the fault of Russia and Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
Mike, I think one of the largest problems has been the hit on fertilizer. It's difficult to get. The price has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
And if they don't have the proper tools, there's no way they can fertilize these crops.
Well, you know, we had Layla from Canada called in yesterday saying that there actually is plenty of fertilizer, and you can always go back to organic methods of farming, which is, you know, when I was a kid, that's what we did. We had a huge compost pile, you know, and a manure spreader that we would take over the garden. But I think most of the fertilizer shortages have to do with supply chain problems and the fact that most modern fertilizers are chemical concoctions okay, that have to be manufactured. So, you know, this Cecilia Rouse is the chair of Biden's Council of Economic Advisors. She's kind of stating the obvious when she says that farmers will respond to higher prices by increasing crop production. Well, that's kind of obvious. The big question is, do they have the means to increase crop production? Because, again, because of fertilizer costs, seed costs, the cost of farming equipment, the cost of fuel to run that farming equipment, the farmers may be caught between a rock and a hard place on that one.
Yeah.
So I get a sense that this Cecilia has never actually experienced farming here. Meanwhile, down in Austin, at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport, which is ranked number 29 in the U.S., they're warning they're on the verge of running out of jet fuel. Okay, they could literally run out of fuel. They issued a fuel shortage alert on Monday, and they urged airlines to carry extra fuel or send in more supplies via tankers. So, yeah, it's getting really, really serious out there. You know, they don't have fuel for those jets. What do? Have this giant rubber band that runs up between the seats and all the passengers have to help wind it?
I don't know, dear.
All right. Now, physical gas flows through the Yamal-Europe pipeline at Germany's Mahlnau point fell to zero yesterday afternoon, according to data from operator Cascade. And Russian gas deliveries to Europe on the other two key pipelines remain steady for now. Now, this has to do with the idea that Russia is saying you have to pay for our oil and gas in rubles or you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. Europe is stamping its foot and saying, well, we want to buy your oil and gas, but we want to choose the currency we're going to pay for it. That's an argument that Europe is definitely going to lose,
because
it's Russia's oil and gas, and they're free to do whatever they want with it. Okay, and one of the pipelines actually reversed on March 15th as bookings to ship gas into Germany fell to zero, while Polish customers bought gas from Germany. So they're starting to really swap that stuff around, trying to find a solution to this. Now, Russia said it would work out practical arrangements by tomorrow for foreign companies to pay for its gas in rubles, raising the probability of supply disruptions, as Western nations have so far rejected Moscow's demand for a currency switch. Okay, they're getting ready to wreck the economy over whether the dollar or the ruble will be used for the oil trade. And this is a direct challenge to the petrodollar, which the U.S. has used to control global economy going back decades. And Europe is saying we will not pay in rubles. Russia is saying we are not a charity. If you do not pay, the supplies will stop. So there's a crisis brewing there. Meanwhile, up in Germany, where they are dealing with soaring energy costs, a government minister had a very good solution, okay? Just, you know, wear warmer sweaters. You know, let your house get cold. Just dress up in your sweaters, and, you know, that will be just fine to deal with the soaring energy costs.
That was kind of a let-them-eat-cake.
Yeah, it was a let-them-eat-cake moment there. Absolutely,
yes.
Here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Germany is already starting to ration gas because they, too, are refusing to buy Russian oil and gas and pay for it in rubles. So it's a serious situation. Now, down at the Vatican, which, remember, the Vatican is a nation unto itself inside the middle of Rome, the Vatican has agreed to pay Russia for gas in rubles. So the Vatican is leading the way on that transition that we are seeing. We had a caller in the other day talking about fracking. And so there's this article that came on out basically documenting that hydraulic fracturing, which is banned across most of Europe, is being done here in the U.S., and it's kind of weird. Europe bans fracking there, then turns around and buys fracked gas from the United States of America. Kind of a weird deal there. But it's never really penciled out. The unit cost of extraction for fracked gas is basically higher than the market value of the gas, and it requires huge subsidies to keep this going. Okay. All right, let's see. We do have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Getting into wokeness and this disaster that is happening in schools. And before I get into this, I want to make a comment. When I was a kid, which was admittedly a very long time ago, if you did not know what gender you were considered mentally ill. Okay, that's how out of control this has become. Okay, so there is a school district up in Washington State. They're under fire because they were discovered to be handing out pamphlets to first graders on the subject of gender identity, saying they could identify as a boy or a girl, neither or both. Okay, and images of the online assignment reportedly administered by Edmond School District were uploaded to Twitter by a concerned parent last week and triggered a firestorm of criticism. Okay, and I'm sure the criticism is based on some very solid realities. Public schools exist and are paid for out of tax dollars to teach reading, writing, mathematics, art, science, you know, things like that. You know, things that'll help somebody get, you know, a career or a job or a future in our society. We're not paying these schools to confuse the heck out of our kids as to whether they're boys or girls or some combination thereof. And yet this seems to be epidemic across the entire country. You know, this kind of nonsense here. And So this parent who put this out on Twitter said, my son's first grade assignment from yesterday, I am so sick of this. And I'm sure there is a lot of agreement out there. Alrighty, over in New Jersey, a public, meaning taxpayer-funded, middle school forced its 12-year-old students to learn about transgender hormone therapy without obtaining parental consent first. This made the parents very angry. And, I mean, these children haven't even learned about the actual biologies of male and female. And they're already being out there saying, oh, yes, you can get hormones and you can get shots. And you can be if you're a boy, you can become a girl. And if you're a girl, you can become a boy. No, you can't. It's in your DNA, the X and Y chromosome. That's what you are. If you're born a boy, you are a boy. You can chop the heck out of your own body and take all kinds of chemicals. Not going to change a thing. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. No, I was kind of curious about the First Amendment. I got a friend that said his daughters, they were told to do a report. So they were in a school in Illinois that it was requiring masks. So they found, you know, information on how masks really don't work. And the teacher wouldn't let them give the stand-up report. I thought that's really interesting. I hadn't checked with the lawyer, but I thought that's really interesting that in a public school being paid for by public tax dollars, that they think that the kids don't have a right to the First Amendment. I don't know if anybody else
has
that
experience. That's very, very troubling. What was it again that they found evidence that something didn't work? I didn't quite catch that.
Well, there's been all sorts of studies on these masks. You know, the masks really don't work
masks.
For the virus.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And apparently, you know, they were told to do a report on anything, you know, and obviously it wasn't on a, you know, pornographic subject, so there shouldn't have been any issue with citing scientific studies. Anyway, I was tempted to, you know, my friend, he's just a working class guy, so he's not going to want to hire a lawyer, but I was thinking about calling and trying to check a little bit, because it just seems wrong, you know, that I have these, you know, these tax bills, and we have second highest property tax in Illinois than New Jersey, apparently, and so we're paying top dollar for these schools, and these liberals think they can just, you know, do whatever they want to the kids. So it's kind of, it's sickening. You know, some people would say, oh, firing's too much, but I don't think so, Mike. You know, when you've got First Amendment and they're going to be, they're taking tax dollars and they think that they have the right to do that on a simple subject that the kids want to talk about, I think they should be fired. I don't think there should be, you know, any...
I would agree with you. If the student came in with scientific documentation that the masks are not working, and they are not, the teachers should say, well, this is their point of view, and I have a different point of view. But to simply say you're banned from talking about that subject, that's not education. That's indoctrination.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to talk something on the sodomy, you know, that... People need to put in their head that people that are into this sodomy and transgenderness, they have got some retardation of their genome. Maybe that sounds rude, but something is wrong with their genome to be thinking that we're, you know, supposed to accept that. You know, it used to be the saying, you don't let the town, you know, retard run the town. Well, you know, it's kind of what's going on. I'm sorry to the people that have that problem. The Bible's clear. Sodomy is an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got those issues, there's no reason we should allow you in any kind of positions of power or influence. I'm sorry. You know, it's just, it's 90-some-odd percent, you know, opposite of what normality is. You know, what is it, 90, you know, whatever they want to say, the numbers exist, 2-3%, whatever it is, 1%.
Yeah.
You know, you got 90-some-odd percent of the population that knows what normal is. And it's just people need to... Especially fathers, you know, fathers need to start taking this stuff personally. Everybody is just so, I don't know, brainwashed or pacified by the fluoride but
you know, I don't care what adults do in the privacy of their own home, but you do not indoctrinate children to this at all.
Absolutely.
We got to take a break for station identification.
Thanks.
The lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.